67.0 EDG 0119062026208 41, audio. Now, let's talk a little more about this life cylinder. I'm currently considering its diameter. Should it be small or large? Let's be pragmatic and get back to its primary use. I wish I could tell you right now that the number of cameras is finalized, but unfortunately, that's not the case. In the absence of any contrary advice, and for the time being, I've chosen two cameras for the portholes, with one particular feature, a single housing. Why two? One camera for normal use, with a field of view close to that of the porthole, and another dedicated to space exploration. Astronauts are scientists, and also explorers. If I were in their place, in my cabin, and in this station that will be the SSV, I would request this. Yes, this is also related to the instrumentation, patience, that will come. Before discussing the diameter, let's try to imagine the shape of this camera. Why not cylindrical? Why this shape? For ease of replacement, if needed. Also, for the versatility of the life cylinder. Easier to insert, easier to remove, and perhaps even with a replacement option without removing the lens cover. What we have now is a life cylinder, obviously cylindrical, a cylindrical housing with two cameras, and the possibility of instrumentation paired with these cameras. I really feel like I'm jumping over eggshells, trying not to break them, and a bit like those explorers, I'm moving forward on unfamiliar terrain, discovering it as I go. Oops. A little more music and a little less technical jargon, I'll get back on track. Let's try a brief list of possible surveillance variables with these cameras. Images. Photos. Distance measurements. Lighting measurements. Motion detection. External temperature measurements. Internal temperature measurements. Sound transmission. Visual transmission from autonomous mechanical sensors. Detection of a broken window. Human communication. Communication with the data acquisition system. Communication with the AI monitoring unit, if one exists. Monitoring unit for spacewalks. Use of cameras and the housing outside the port. The cylindrical housing for other sensors. Etc. Here, we believe we have justified the number and shape of the cameras and the housing. However, this could change with the acquisition of new information, which unfortunately we do not yet have. Before concluding, I would like to draw your attention to the following point. I wondered how to monitor a broken window in the SSV. I considered sensors integrated into the window. Each time, this brief analysis led me to a lack of information regarding the resistance of mechanical parts inserted within the volume of the window. One simple way is to measure temperature. Note that I'm not saying you should monitor only one variable, I'm saying it's possible to monitor this point. There's a difference. A simple mechanical thermometer, placed in an area that won't interfere with the camera, could do the job. Camera monitoring of this sensor, and the data acquisition system, could solve this problem. What do you think? That's all for now. Pierre Michaud PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. The current date is June 19, 2026.